This is a poem by Sam Laycock, who was usually thought of as a Lancashire poet, but was in fact born and bred in Marsden, Huddersfield. And it's called Boughton's Yard. At number one in Boughton's Yard, me granny keeps a school. She hasn't many scholars yet. She's only one or two. This eighth old woman's rather cross. Well, well, it may be so. I know she boxed me rarely once and pulled me ears and all. At number two lives Widow Burns. She washes clothes for folk. There Billy, that's her son, gets jobs at wheeling coke. They say she courts with Sam and Ed's that lives at number three. It may be so. I canna tell. It matters note to me. At number three, reet-facing pump, Ned Grimshaw keeps a shop. His Eccles cakes and gingerbread and treacle beer and pop. He sells oat cakes and all, does Ned. He has both soft and hard, and everybody buys off him that lives in Boughton's Yard. At number four, Jack Blundrick lives. He goes to mill and waves. And then at the weekend, when he's tarm, he pows a bit and shaves. He's badly off, is Jack, poor lad. He's rather lame, they say, and his childer keep him down a bit. I think they're 9 or 10. At number five, I'll live mysel, wi' old Susanna Grimes, but dunna like so very weel. She turns me out sometimes, and when I'm in, there's ne'er no leet. I have to care it dark. I canna pay me lodging brass, 'cause I'm out o' work. At number seven, there's nobody lives, they left it yesterday. Bum Bailey's come and marked the things and took 'em all away. They took 'em in a donkey cart. I know not where they went. I reckon they've been ta'en and sold because they owed some rent. Nay, I've done, I'll say goodbye and leave you for a while. I know I haven't told me tale in such a first-rate style, but if you're pleased, I'm satisfied. And ax for no reward for telling who my neighbours are that lives in Boughton's Yard.